Kick it! Ah! Radio Lawn. It's weird, avant-garde, mainstream, noodlings.
The first step on the road to mental hygiene is admitting that you're sick.
Yes! Radio Lawn. It's topical, humorous, opinionated, dumb stuff.
Shazam flip!
Gentlemen, this is completely unacceptable.
Radio Lawn. It's Gush Limbart, Carrie Alice Allen, Daniel Penistar, Toad Leaderpiece, and a cast of several.
Damn, that's good.
You're a very sick person.
And now, here's the host of the Radio Lawn program, Quince Edward Flatulence the Third.
Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3. Testes, testes, 1, 2, 3. You know, in Britain, it's hard to cook with an empty pot, much as it's like in America. I used to work over there on the ship out there in Ireland or Japan or wherever the hell. I used to work on that ship there, and we broadcast. And whenever we got a dirty pot, we would just take a sledgehammer to it and buy something else. Because, you know, we were financed. We had to come up with the music somehow. So I'm tempted to take a sledgehammer to this piece of shit. This piece of shit has served us faithfully for a few years, but now it's a piece of shit. And let's see if I'm going. Here, I'm still being heard. There we go. Just making sure the piece of shit still works. Because I like slidey things. I don't like knobby things. Because I have to change my voice. Like going up and down. Up and down. And if I have a spinner thing, it's a little tougher than a slidey thing. But slidey things don't last. Up and down. Up and down. Up and down. And music down. Up and down. Up and down. Up and down. Boomer Ricochet! More of their New Year's highlights! Plus something else Leaderpiece will tell you about. Here it comes.
Hey, it's me.
Hey, it's me.
Toad Leaderpiece.
Toad Leaderpiece.
Toad Leaderpiece.
And I'm here.
And I'm here
to present.
To present.
To present.
An outtake.
An outtake.
This is an outtake.
This is an outtake
from the shows. From the shows I've been re-editing.
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 Constantly.
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 Old shows.
Old shows.
Old shows.
But there's outtakes.
But there's outtakes.
And I save.
And I save.
And I save.
So here's an amusing. An amusing.
Outtake.
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 Outtake,
outtake,
outtake
from one of those
old shows,
old shows,
old shows,
and of course,
and of course,
and of course,
and of course,
pinch,
pinch,
hitting,
hitting
for Pedro
Bourbon,
many,
many,
mota,
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 mota, mota, mota, mota.
You're on the Fat Cast. What could I do for you tonight? I don't have a topic! I haven't even talked about anything tonight! I am just picking up phone calls at random and putting you freaking idiots on the air! So you better be good, chum!
Listen, my topic is that you need to calm down and you need to stop taking phone calls. You need to be able to...
Listen, I'm going to Cedar Point tomorrow, and if I can squeeze one of my fat asses in the Mantis, I'm going to ride that sucker, and I hope my heart just goes...
Listen, man,
boom, okay?
I went there yesterday for...
I got a curly fry lodged in my pulmonary, okay?
The Mantis is...
And barbecue sauce to boot!
The Mantis is not really as cool as, like, the Raptor.
And who are you to criticize coasters? Are you a coaster critic?
Well,
did you, like, go to Siskel and Ebert's school of coaster critiquing? Is that where you went? Coaster critiquing school? You know, they got 6 locations all across the country. $5,000 and 9 months later, you'll know every damn thing about coaster critiquing. Too bad there's only 1 or 2 new ones every year. That kind of means you're out of work a lot. You're kind of like H&R Block and employees, you're out of work 6 to 8 months a year. So go ahead and critique this coaster, you bastard expert coaster critiquer, you.
Well, if you put it that way, then...
Now you're slowing me down, chum. Yesterday, I swear to God, I was picking around in my mouth. I was just finding things in the back there. You know, where you got your mouth in the back, sometimes things get stuck. I pick something out with my tongue. I spit it out. It lands on my finger. 5 minutes later, it smells like poop. What? What?
Was it a filling, man?
What
Did you
the hell?
The filling?
What the hell is that? I thought stuff in your mouth is supposed to smell like mouthwash or toothpaste. I don't get it. I guess it was old food. Could have been some old rigatoni,
no,
I think.
No, listen, I bet when
or
you
some
were
old
younger,
gazpacho,
you
a... which is what I felt like doing. Because I had this thing on my finger, and I couldn't do anything with it. And I mean, it almost set off the airbag. It was so bad.
Did you eat it?
No! God dang! You people are sick. You're just plain sick.
And on the seventh day, more Boomer the Dog and Ricochet Sheepdog 2017 New Year's highlights.
They're the greatest. They're most wonderful. They are outstanding. They're excellent. You'll enjoy them.
Super System, and the song's click, click, just like you do on your mouse. Or...
click, click.
Yeah, kind of like that. You had a tick. No, yours was tick, tick.
Tick, tick.
And that was from what, The Prisoner?
Tic-Tac-Jacks.
Oh, yeah, Tic-Tacs. Yeah, I could, I don't know, I don't. I think I'm kind of tired of Tic-Tacs. The minty flavor is worn off.
Yeah, I bought you lots of gum, but there, no, there, notice yeah. There ain't no Tic-Tacs in there.
Oh, yeah, that's good. Well, I did. I do like the gum, and I definitely appreciate all your presents for me.
It's the voice of Oops.
Oops, yeah, the eraser, which you can see on Sheepy's blog.
The voice of, oh, no, David Bowie.
Yeah.
I'm losing the accent each time I do that. Oh, no, David Bowie.
Yeah, really, that was very interesting, and something else. And there's other ones. Well,
why don't you just tell them what we played,
yeah.
So you know, so you're aware of where we are.
Yes,
and then we will say, oh, by the way, Happy New Year's 2000,
yeah.
2 o'clock for you folks over on the where is it Montana?
Yeah, something, or somewhere. Oh, somewhere, that'd be Utah.
You
maybe.
Know,
I think it was 2 hours in Utah.
I'm moving to Montana soon.
Oh. Are
I'm
going
to be a Dental Floss tycoon.
Oh, really? What song is that from?
It's Frank Zappa.
Oh, Dental Floss
Dental
tycoon.
Floss tycoon.
Something so plain as dental floss can make someone into a tycoon.
Absolutely.
They have that in cartoons. There's people that do all kind of weird things. The guy was in, what was it, Cats and Dogs? I Flock. So his entire career was built on flocking. Christmas trees, putting white fake snow, I guess is what it is, right? For people who are in snowless climates like south of us.
Yeah.
So they can have their Christmas trees look like they're snow frosted, but they're not. And so he was flocking. It was his thing.
Wait a minute. Hold on. There.
When it
go
was.
On, continue. That is a lot of music right here on the voice of Oops.
Yeah, we do tons of stuff.
The voice, the Tic-Tac-Jacks.
Yeah, oh, that's another one. Have you been writing all these down?
Voice of the Forgotten Hot Mic.
Oh, yeah, true.
The voice of Boomer's Empty Lighter.
Yeah, that's right, Empty Lighter.
The voice of, propane. Oh, no, David Bowie.
Yeah. What is the Empty Lighter? They have butane, that's right, inside of lighters.
Oh, no, it's, yeah. Is it empty? I don't know. Was
I
it
don't
empty?
Think it's actually empty. It's low.
Uh-oh, we have a Firewing thing saying, is Boomer still broadcasting?
And oh, really?
So we don't know. We don't know if the internet is up or down,
oh,
left
man.
Or
you
right.
You can never tell.
You
never
can
tell.
Thank you. Skitch, thanks.
Is that what that is? We bark the same. Well, I know. That's a dog movie.
Fueled
I love it.
By Milwaukee's Beast.
Oh, yeah. I see that over there.
It's a foul, stinky beast. We're talking about Eaton Park tonight, and
that's a family restaurant local. Is that local to the area?
Yes, it's a Pittsburgh chain called Eaton Park. Although they're in Cleveland.
Oh, really?
I never eat there either way, but they're in Cleveland. There's a couple of locations.
And one thing that's cool about them is they're not totally a buffet, but they have a nice salad bar,
right.
Which is well equipped for adding on to whatever main course you get. So, it actually is pretty full of a salad bar all the time.
It's they're going out of business. You know, you don't see
really, everything.
You don't see salad bars at places anymore.
Oh yeah, and it's such a shame too that because I always loved salad bars.
And they're good soups, good salad,
and beans,
good food folks, and fun.
And now you like the chili
that
they
slogan?
Have.
yes, I did like their chili. Their chili's pretty good. And it was it's a tradition that started actually because 3 years ago at the small that we go to on New Year's Day, they used to have a Long John Silver's A&W root beer. And you could get the A&W root beer on tap. What are you playing with over there? No, oh, you're playing with a puppy dog pirate.
Yeah.
Gee, I don't know. Pirates?
Yeah.
Boomer the dog's over there, by the way.
This is Sailor Dog.
And I'm Ricochet Sheepdog. Yeah, so we used to go there, and then they closed it.
Yeah, the Long John Silver's, we went for a few years at least.
Well, there might be a Subway somewhere on their property.
Oh, yeah, you saw something. Yeah, and we even took Hobnose to Long John Silver's. I remember Hob having something.
Oh yeah, we used to love going there, and we'd
having
chow on
some
that
fish.
Yeah, fish dinners.
Yeah,
fish $7 or $8 a fried fish that's only worth 2 cents.
Wow, we got to go to my Long John Silver's again here.
Your Long John's.
Yeah,
Long John Silver's.
That was a fun store there. They had a lot of fun. It was the end of the day, so all.
Sure.
And how could the employees be so happy at the end of the day?
I don't know.
You were always happy. You were too happy for McDonald's.
Sure,
I heard.
Sure.
I heard your manager tell you that. Right.
Very, very happy.
You were too smiling for McDonald's.
Very happy.
Yeah, I know. Ooh. Hey, I've heard that for me too, because I try to stay in situations. Even if I'm not as, I just try to be happy and stuff. And I've been told
that
to keep
a stiff upper lip.
Yeah. Maybe even in school or whatever, I'd still never have a frowny face, or even if it's, I can do that and just be happy. And people have said that to me too. You know?
You don't even need a reason. You can do that.
Yeah.
You can do that.
We haven't done that for a while.
So when they had closed, we thought about eating at several different places. And there is a Eaton Park. Right there on the property. Right there on the property. But we don't go to that one.
we haven't tried it yet.
And we're like, yeah, we're hungry. Maybe we should go to the other one. And then I just thought, hey, why don't we stop at an Eaton Park? So we stopped at an Eaton Park and had an Eaton Park dinner, and it was awesome.
Yeah, there was one time. That was that few years ago. That was great.
So it's become a tradition now for the past two. This is the third year, I think.
Really?
We've had dinner at...
We have to go many more times. We think about doing these traditions more times. We're like, oh, that was so good. We got to come here like during AC or something like that, right?
Yeah, we should.
But we never do. We take furries to the...
Furries!
We could do that again. That's kind of fallen apart.
Going to the whole thing, because the Sunday night tradition ended, and now it's... sort of generic, and I don't care. So we were at Eaton Park, and we were eating dinner, and they seated us. At first, I didn't want to sit there because there was a couple kids. I thought they'd be bouncing around and like laughing at Boomer, because wherever you go, there you are, Boomer.
Oh, yeah,
dog.
You barked about that in the mall, right? Because you said, did you call him? It was some kid with a... huge, what was it, cell phone?
Oh, they always have cell phones.
No, but I mean...
he had a huge brick to his head.
It was an ugly... You used some other word than just cell phone.
I don't know. Huge brick, and then he's laughing. And they're always laughing. They're pulling his friend aside and saying, look at this, look at this.
Like, he came by with his... He was on his phone talking.
I just look like your typical middle-aged... Actually, they think I'm Paul McCartney.
Do they? Oh.
Because I'm a spitting image of Paul McCartney. Love, love me do, see? I am the spitting image right there. Didn't you see it right there when I said, love, love me, dude. Don't you get it right there? Don't you see it?
Yeah.
Paul McCartney. I am the spitting image.
Yeah.
Although people say Jack Black. I don't know.
Yeah, that's
that.
Right. Do you think so? And what about now?
But this father, quote unquote, who must have been in his 20s. I don't know what age he was. Somewhere probably in the 20s, with two kids. One was six.
Yeah, I heard somebody say
one
six,
was
when you're
five
you're
or four.
Old.
Yeah, he kept saying to the six-year-old, you're not acting like a six-year-old.
Oh, yeah, because his birthday, one of them's
like,
birthday.
What are you talking about? He's acting like a six-year-old. He's being a kid. He's being obnoxious. He's being stupid. You know, that's what kids do. They're dumb.
Oh, yeah.
But my impression of this dad was that this dad was on the same level as the kids. Not intelligence-wise, but he was like a friend rather than a dad. He was putting up with all of this shit, and it was terrible. Oh, excuse me, all this stuff.
Yeah,
and
Safe
it was
Harbor.
Terrible. Safe Harbor, yes.
It's Safe Harbor,
and he's like, it almost seemed like the dad from Alf, where he'd go, Alf, stop it, Alf.
He?
Stop, really, Alf, don't do that, Alf, you know, stop. It was kind of like that, although this guy wouldn't shut the hell up, and he was talking at about, I don't know, 20 decibels higher than anybody else in the restaurant. Pussification of America, that's the
who
prime
came
words.
Up with that?
Pussification of America. Well, actually, Adam Carolla was talking about it, but I've heard it used other terms. Pussification of America. It's people that are just like that guy from Alf was way ahead of his time.
Really? Like, oh, he was...
Alf, don't do that, Alf.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Was it? You mean just relaxed, whatever it is? He was on Alf's wavelength.
Yeah. So this guy is
another alien.
What's happening is they're playing music through the speakers, and it's an 80s station, obviously.
Seeming
they're
70s. I heard Trouble Man on there.
I don't know.
That was
but the
70s.
Guy's like, I think this is the 70s.
Like
or the
Eddie
80s.
Kendricks.
And the kids were constantly asking, is this George Michael? Is this George Michael? Do you think this is George? And the guy's like,
George Michael came on, to my knowledge.
Let me find out what Siri says. And holding up his cell phone to the speaker. He had the house holding the cell phone.
Did he do it? I didn't
That's
see that.
The lamest thing in the world. He's going, and then he's, Siri, who is this? Boop, boop. Beep, beep.
Is that what you
You're
heard?
A dumbass. Boop, boop. That's not nice to say, Siri. Beep, beep. Yes, it is, because you're a dumbass. Yeah, it was annoying. And then, of course,
funny.
One song was Steve Winwood. I didn't know, because I don't know anything about the 80s music. I mean, if, I don't know. If it
you
wasn't
must.
Shoved down my throat.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know anything about what artist and all that stuff. And it was
Steve Winwood song.
He's like, that was Steve Winwood. Steve Winwood? The kids are like, what the hell? Who's that?
Yeah,
he was a singer in the 80s, you know?
And actually, way back, like in Traffic.
And they
and
said,
stuff.
Yeah, I know. But he said he's a singer in the 80s. Yeah. Like, I was laughing at him, like, what? Dude.
No.
Dude.
Oh,
come
yeah.
on. Dude, maintain. Are you?
So
how old are you, dude?
Entertainment, and like I barked to you, I thought of Beverly Hills Chihuahua too, where where they had the puppies, and Dad was one with them, and being like another pup too, because that's how he was relating to him. They say, and his mom, their mom said, you gotta be step in there and really be their dad, and really show them things and be their dad, and you're just like another one of the pups, and so he was like that, and then. Because he was playing with them, and he went down their slides with them, or whatever they did.
Leave it to Boomer the dog, Doomer the bog.
You know,
leave it to Doomer the bog, the voice of Doomer the bog,
the blog,
the voice of Doomer the bog.
Oh yeah,
yes. You're swimming in a bog.
The bog. What to think of a dog? To use a dog movie
as
a frame of reference.
As a frame of reference
for humans.
For Mr. Douche.
Yeah, because
maybe that's his name, Mr. Douche. No, I thought I called him Turd, didn't I? Turd Herder.
No,
that's what he is, Mr. Turd Herder.
Yeah, and well, that was actually that's how I know about that style of stuff is because of that Chihuahua movie because that did teach me that. And that's what his wife. So then the dad Chihuahua tells them about the puppies, about the great Chihuahua warriors and what they did and all the fighting that they did. So it was like I guess he kind of turned around and so he wanted to be just like the pups and be with them. So I guess that does happen, and that's what that reminded me of when you barked about it. Because I just thought, oh, he's being entertaining, and I don't know how I would. I have never.
Was he not talking louder than anybody else in the restaurant?
Well, we were next to his table, so I guess that.
Wasn't he talking so loud?
He didn't have dinner tone. Dinner, what would you call it? Use your library voice. Use your dinner voice.
No, it wasn't dinner
dining
voice.
Room voice. That would what. And so I don't know.
He would tell the kids to be quiet. He would say,
"Yeah, I noticed
that. You have to keep it down. You have to keep it down now."
Oh yeah, I noticed that.
Alf, keep it down, Alf.
But I'd have to wonder. See, now that would be a problem for me because I feel like I'm so much like a pup too, and I always go in that direction, and I want to join in. And I would be, and I'm one who would do that. Like whenever I get a chance to bark with somebody's kids or whatever, I try to be entertaining and do dog stuff. But I know I wouldn't know what to do because I don't have the experience of being like, I would find it really hard to be a disciplinarian. I mean, I just don't, I'd have to learn to be a dad if I was going to do it because all I know about is being a pup just like they are kind of. I mean, I fall into that. That's the way I mean, I know that perspective from, you know, meeting kids from our relatives' places and spending time with them. And it's interesting because I get to bark about dog stuff. And since I know about things like Clifford or Clifford's Puppy Days or some of the new shows, I mean, I could bark all about Stan from Dog with a Blog. And if somebody's like at the certain age where they're going to watch that, oh, conversation totally ensues.
So Father Douche carried on and he carried on and he carried on and it was constant and it just more and more just, and he put the Siri up like 3 or 4 or 5 more times, held it up. Let me find out who this is. Because he didn't know anything about anything. You know?
Oh, he knew about some songs. He liked one of the songs at the end. I forgot what it was too.
And his official words became the official voice of this radio station.
Oh, yeah.
Because I thought it was funny. David Bowie came on.
Yeah, it was like Let's Dance.
Oh, no, David Bowie. Now I totally lost how he sounded. Oh, no, David Bowie.
I should have like taken that. I should have had my recorder.
Not British,
on.
But more of a New England accent. Oh, no, David Bowie. Like that. And he said it just like that.
Funny.
Oh, no, David Bowie.
And that's when you were breaking up almost.
I had my lunch. Thankfully, I was done with my food. Otherwise, I would have spit it out right there. But I'm going.
I actually wondered if you were getting sick because you put that special sauce on your cheesy baked ziti.
Yeah, so, we got pepper. Chicken, sausage, pepper, some kind of pasta with bolognese sauce, or
yeah, it was a
some
pepper.
Kind of
it was
heated
like a,
up sauce. It was creamy.
It was almost like it was a pepper stir fry on top of cheesy baked ziti.
Essentially,
that's what I thought of it as.
And unfortunately,
so it was a little tiny bit dry.
Yeah. Well, yours had more sauce than yours underneath your garlic bread, but mine was dry. So I went up to the salad bar and I put me a little cream of celery, was it? Or cream
no,
of
that
broccoli.
Was, yeah, broccoli
cream
soup.
Cream of broccoli soup. And I mixed it with a little
soup.
Cheese and just a touch of Thousand Island dressing to mix it up. And I poured it on there. And yeah, the cheese and the soup kind of sort of mixed it up.
Yeah, because that's vegetable
soup. It was probably
soup.
A bad idea to have Thousand Island in there. Just that kind of sort of... kind of sort of made it okay, but not quite that wonderful, but oh well.
Well, you know, also his dad may have, some of it might have been a diversion tactic so that he would be so entertaining so his kids would not get too wound up also. You know, you could like almost keeping them constantly entertained by your own actions.
Yeah.
Do you think so? I mean, there's something going on. And think of this. I mean, would you know... Because I wouldn't know how to be a disciplinarian if I had to. And you know you got to watch people. And you definitely have to keep somebody that you're watching safe. Just like when you have a pet dog, you keep them on a leash. Or if you're walking your kid and you have to hold their hand so they don't go out in the street and you tell them not to do that. I can understand it at those times. But what about in general times? Like, how do you do it? Do you think you'd be able to do it? That's another big question. I mean, would you know
anybody?
You got to have a balance. You can't just like yell and go crazy at some kid.
You
right?
don't yell and go crazy.
But
you
how
be
do you know
a
how to,
dad. You don't
how
sit
do you know
there and
how
go
to mellow.
No,
and do it.
Stop it, Alf. Stop it,
Alf. Yeah.
You gotta say, hey, cut that crap out, or you're grounded for the next 2 weeks, motherfucker.
Yeah. Oh,
excuse me, safe harbor once again.
Well, this. What about
Mother Fletcher?
Well, what about, in Alf, now I never got to watch this because I always worked and I wanted to see Alf. It was something I thought I would enjoy, and he was a puppet and he was cool. He almost looked like a dog because he chased cats, so that made me feel he was kind of doggy. And his voice. I like the voice of the voice actor.
Willie!
Yeah.
Willie!
Yeah. Now, did his dad on the show, was he, did he take the role of being like Alf's stepdad? Was Alf like a kind of a kid character, or how did that, do you think it went?
Yeah.
I mean, was he like, or did he just, he didn't know the ways of Earth.
No.
So he was kind of like naive, I guess.
Yeah, that's the best way to describe it. You have to watch the episodes and series to know. But I couldn't believe the dad actually got another job. Norm MacDonald hired him for the Norm show.
Oh,
and that
yeah.
was on for 2 years. I don't know why they renewed it for the second year, and then they added Artie Lang, so
oh,
there's a really good show. But he played the dad on Norm, and I understand why he did, because Norm wanted somebody that was a worse actor than he was.
Oh, really?
As his boss, yeah.
Wow.
That was simple. That's an easy play. Norm's not the greatest actor in the world, and then he because Norm plays Norm. When Norm does a movie, Norm's Norm.
That voice.
That's not acting. That's just Norm being Norm. That's all. So he wasn't very good on his TV shows, his couple of TV shows. He was, but what do you expect? There was a TV show called Norm, and it was Norm being Norm, and he wanted somebody. Although he had Laurie Metcalf on the show. And Laurie Metcalf, holy crap, from Roseanne? She has her chops. Laurie Metcalf's an actress. She knows what the hell's going on. But Norm was just Norm, and then the other guy. Norm, I don't think he really cares about being an actor that much.
He's
a funny guy. He's a comedian. He's funny as hell, and I think that's the way he is, you know?
Oh, yep, a Gilbert Gottfried. Now, here's an example you barked about, because you were like, I'm not sure. He's been doing a podcast for now, I think, 3 years, he said. Because he was somebody said something about...
Yeah, he's been on for a bit.
And it's several hundred episodes, and we listened to one about Robin from Batman and Robin. And you turned me on to this because...
Burt Ward.
Yeah, and he was talking about behind the scenes of the show and how all the things that happened. He had to go to the hospital because they were doing their own stunts and
you
stuff.
You know, these 40-ounce plastic bottles have grips. Like for fingers?
Yeah. Yeah, it looks like a football thing. Like you can almost throw it like a football. Like
finger grips? See.
That's it. It's for football. I thought.
You could hurl the bottle at somebody, I think. I don't know.
Oh, really?
It's plastic, so it wouldn't hurt, but it would dent off your head pretty good.
Oh, I think so. If you had, if it was full, it would. That's a lot of heavy weight. But
the other good thing is I can refill them with Pabst.
Would you do that?
This is a convenient serving type.
Oh, yeah, you sure could.
Absolutely.
As long as you don't get fooled by the label as you drink it, that's subtly telling
you. I won't get fooled
you.
Again.
But so Gilbert Gottfried does this podcast, and he's been running it. It's his. He has his website. He's all out there doing, putting out a podcast like a lot of folks. I didn't know about this, but you barked about Robin being on there and this pet rescue that Burt Ward runs with his wife. And they have like 50 dogs in their house and things like that. And I was like, oh, I saw this website you showed me. So I was like, I got to listen to that. And then you barked, well, Gilbert Gottfried is a really great comedian, but he's not so much of an interviewer. Now, here's a point where I would think at 3 years, a professional like him, granted he's been in the business for a long time, he may not want to learn new things, but I would think that you would get on, if you wanted to do interviewing, you would get there and you would have somebody to work with you, or you would do it, or you do tests of it all the time until you just did it. You know, like cramming, studying this, right? Wouldn't you think? Now, Gilbert Gottfried, if he
no.
could possibly learn.
No.
But he's been around for so long, and I thought no. that's the excuse, right?
No.
Because he has the other, who you is
know,
the other guy?
No, I don't think that can happen, Boomer. I mean, you can be a chess player. If you start late in life and you're learning chess, you'll never be as good as a 20-year-old.
Oh, yeah.
An 18-year-old.
Like
golf.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Right.
If you're 50 and you're just starting to learn golf, you're never going to be as good as somebody who's 20.
Tells you it's time for another show to be shot to hell. Whatever Fudgels the Third here, Meat Pie! You heard Boomer the Dog and Ricochet Sheepdog, oh hell. We'll have more highlights next time we do a new show, which is seemingly current. Good night!
This is the Central Scrutinizer. Oh, I'm not on the show, am I?